pilot and author Richard Bock's condition is improving. Are American and U.S. Airways moving closer to a merger? And Diamond Aircraft introduces a new DA-42 Guardian. This is Aero News for Tuesday, September the 4th, 2012. I'm Glenn Moyer. Aviation author and pilot Richard Bock is now in serious but stable condition following Saturday's approach to landing accident that he suffered while flying in an amateur-built experimental Sea Ray amphib that he purchased earlier this year. Bock went down while approaching a grass strip on San Juan Island in Washington State, catching power lines with the gear. He was flying solo and en route to visit a friend at the time. His son James tells the Associated Press that his dad shows no lasting cognitive problems, having suffered head injuries and a broken shoulder. James says the elder Bock is responding to doctors and people around him, although he has not spoken because of a tube down his throat. At age 76, Bock is the author of some of the aviation world's favorite books, especially Jonathan Livingston Seagull, the story of an overachieving seagull that has inspired so many others to reach for their full potential. It's still unknown how long Bock will remain hospitalized, but hopes are for a full and speedy recovery. AMR Corporation, the parent company of American Airlines, and U.S. Airways Group Incorporated have entered into a non-disclosure agreement, under which the companies have agreed to exchange certain confidential information and, in close collaboration with AMR's Unsecured Creditors Committee, to work in good faith to evaluate a potential combination. The companies have announced this in a news release. A possible takeover of American Airlines by U.S. Airways has been discussed almost since AMR Corporation entered bankruptcy proceedings last year. The merger has been supported by most of the two airlines unions, including pilots and flight attendants. According to the New York Times, many analysts think that the only way the two airlines can remain competitive is to join forces. U.S. Airways would immediately become a player in the international route market, while American would get access to U.S. Airways routes serving smaller cities. The companies do not expect to provide any further announcements regarding the status of any such discussions unless and until the parties have either entered into a transaction or discussions between the parties have been terminated. The companies noted that there can be no assurance that a transaction will result from these discussions. Diamond Aircraft plans to roll out a new version of the DA-42 Guardian at the ILA Berlin Air Show next week. Equipped with a comment system from Rode & Swartz, the DA-42 remote sensing platform reliably detects, identifies, and locates radio signals. The airplane is designed for border guard, maritime rescue, and military missions. The Guardian is a surveillance and reconnaissance platform equipped with two turbodiesel engines at a range of up to 1,800 kilometers with a fuel consumption of only 28 liters per hour. The aircraft already operates in 28 countries worldwide and also can be used as an unmanned aerial vehicle or as an optionally piloted vehicle. The airborne monitoring and intelligence solution from Diamond Aircraft and Rode & Swartz, among other platforms of this type, will have its first public premiere at the ILA Berlin Air Show. Students enrolled at Aviator Fly-In in the Philippines have petitioned the Civil Aviation Authority of the Philippines to lift the suspension of their school so that their flight training can continue. The CAAP shut down the school after an airplane being flown by the school's owner and a student went down on August the 22nd. Both were fatally injured, as was a government official. The Philippine newspaper, The Freeman, reports that 180 students signed a petition Thursday asking that the suspension be lifted so that they can continue their flight training. Also shut down were Aviator's air taxi, aircraft sales, and maintenance divisions. Aviator's manager of human resources, Michelle Farrell, said that students and employees are continuing to report to school and work. The Piper Seneca that went down was not used by the school for flight training. Some of the wreckage has been recovered from water over 180 feet deep and will be examined by the CAAP to see if a cause for the accident can be determined. The wreckage of a Boeing 707, which went down 46 years ago in the French Alps, has been discovered by some hikers on Mont Blanc. The wreckage is thought to be that of Air India Flight 101, a Boeing 707 which impacted the mountain on January 24, 1966, on a flight from Mumbai to New York, with several intermediate stops. The The flight had departed Beirut on its way to Geneva when the accident occurred. The Associated Press reports that the hikers found one of the plane's wheels, as well as a shoe and a bag of diplomatic mail. The French news service, AFP, reports that the bag was marked, quote, Ministry of External Affairs, end quote. The hikers reportedly saw something shining on the bosun's glacier and went to investigate. One of the hikers, Arnaud Christman, told AFP, quote, It's a real dump up there, end quote. He said that there were also pieces of the cabin of the airplane as well as some cables. The accident resulted in the fatal injury of 106 passengers and 11 crew. Indian newspapers dated the day before the accident were found in that same area back in 2008. When Aero News continues, even the best need help sometimes as the Coast Guard aids the Golden Knights. LAN Airlines has taken delivery of the region's first Dreamliner, and America's longest-serving flight attendant calls it a career.
Diamond Aircraft's D-Jet is the ultimate private aircraft for the owner-flown market, offering simplicity of operation, safety, and affordability. Imagine starting the turbine with a simple push of a button. Push the single lever throttle forward. Monitor your flight on the cutting-edge G1000 with integrated autopilot and enjoy the reliability, performance, smoothness, and quiet of turbine power. Visit Diamond on the web at www.diamondair.com or call 888-359-3222.
Aero News continues now for Tuesday, September the 4th, 2012. I'm Glenn Moyer. The Coast Guard rescued a member of the U.S. Army parachute team, the Golden Knights, after he missed the landing zone and ended up in Cleveland Harbor off the coast of Cleveland Saturday morning. It is Coast Guard policy to withhold the names of those rescued after the active response has concluded, so the soldier's name is not being released, that according to a U.S. CG News release. About 10:30 a.m., a member of the Golden Knights jumped out of a Navy C-130 over Cleveland Harbor to perform with other members of the team during the Cleveland National Air Show. Following his free-fall performance, he ended up in the waters of Cleveland Harbor. The parachutist reported that when he opened his chute, a gust of wind pushed him over the water, making him miss the landing zone by some 200 yards. A rescue boat crew aboard a 25-foot response boat from the Coast Guard station Cleveland Harbor was patrolling the harbor and was able to pick him up and transport him back to the small boat station with no injuries recorded. The U.S. Army parachute team, nicknamed the Golden Knights, is the U.S. Army's official aerial demonstration team. The team travels around the United States performing parachute demonstrations at air shows, sports games, and special events, connecting the Army with the American people. The first Dreamliner for LAN Airlines in Latin America was delivered late last week, making it the first airline in the region to receive the new airplane. LAN is only the fourth customer in the world to include the Boeing 787 in its fleet, with 32 of this new aircraft on order and lease. Ignacio Cueta, the CEO of LAN Airlines, stressing the importance of this delivery for LAN, said, quote, Thanks to this aircraft, we will be able to operate longer routes using a plane that is more environmentally friendly and is highly efficient, which will ensure that LAN will be able to move forward through sustainable growth. Above all, the special features of the 787 will allow us to further improve the travel experience for our passengers. End quote. The first cities that LAN's fleet of 787s will fly to include Santiago, Buenos Aires, Lima, Los Angeles, Madrid, and Frankfurt. The aircraft will begin to fly commercially in the next few months, and these routes will be added gradually during the first year of operation. The management team at Private Jet Central has held a series of meetings recently with representatives of a leading Chinese hotel chain. Discussions have been taking place that would leave Private Jet Central ideally situated to benefit from the booming jet charter market in China. The deal would give members of the hotel brand access to Private Jet Central's fleet of jets that are both in China and other locations. China is one of the few markets where there is expected to be growth in the demand for private jets over the next few years. While the current market for charter jet services is already booming, it is expected to grow tenfold over the next decade. Private jet use in China has been increasing at a rapid rate over the last few years and really started to take off following the Beijing Olympics. The number of privately registered jets in mainland China has increased from 32 in 2008 to 132 in 2011. The increase has been attributed to an easing of restrictions on the use of airspace and the continuing boom of the Chinese economy, with more than 1.1 million millionaire households in the nation. Well, America's oldest serving flight attendant called it a career this past Saturday. Ron Akana, at age 83, put the wraps on a 63-year career as a flight attendant. He joined United Airlines back in 1949 while a student at Hawaii University. At the time, Hawaii was a 10-hour flight away on a Boeing Stratocruiser, and Hawaii was not yet one of these United States. He was one of 400 applicants for one of only 8 steward positions that United wanted to fill to represent each of the 8 major Hawaiian islands. Over his career, Akana has clocked some 20 million miles and has taken his wife and 2 children all over the world for free, including vacations to Australia, New Zealand, England, and Hong Kong. There were even weekend jaunts to Chicago so the children could try deep dish pizza. Of his retirement, Mr. Akana says he'll miss the routine of laying out his uniform and packing the night before a trip, and that he'll miss the people he's worked with. However, flying will remain a part of the Akana family for the foreseeable future. His 22-year-old daughter is also a flight attendant at United. So we congratulate Mr. Akana. It must have been quite a ride. By the way, his career in the air would equal 800 Earth orbits or 40 trips to the moon and back. There are astronauts who don't have that kind of airtime. That's our report for now. I'm Glenn Moyer. You're now cleared for departure.